Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 17th February. Top stories for today. The government is in talks to add the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine to the 5 already confirmed for Malaysia. Coordinator of Malaysia's COVID-19 vaccination program, Khairi Jamaluddin, in a Twitter post, said the single-dose vaccines from Johnson & Johnson and CanSino will be useful for interior areas as well as for documented or undocumented migrants who may not want to come out twice. He also pledged today that the government will not detain undocumented migrants who come forward to receive their COVID-19 vaccines. The government today announced the setting up of a special task force known as COVID-19 Immunization Task Force to manage the implementation of the National COVID-19 Immunization Program. Khairi Jamaluddin himself would lead the task force, which will report to the Cabinet. He said the task force management team would be supervised by two co-directors, namely Health Deputy Director General for Public Health, Dato' Dr. Chong Chee Kiong, and Army Deputy Chief Lieutenant General Dato' Muhammad Abdul Rahman. Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin launched a special terrestrial education TV channel called Didik TV Kementerian Pendidikan Malaysia. The channel would broadcast programs based on the ministry's curriculum and co-curriculum as well as news on the world of education, from preschool to Form 6, edutainment programs and student-generated content. Didik TV kickstarts today and can be viewed from 7 a.m. to midnight daily through channel 107 on MyTV, 147 on Astro and NTV7 on TV Unify. Opponents of Myanmar's military coup rejected on Wednesday an army assertion that there was public support for overthrowing elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi and said their campaign would not burn out. Protesters are deeply skeptical of the junta's assurance, given at a news conference on Tuesday that there would be a fair election and it would hand over power even as police filed an additional charge against Suu Kyi. She now faces a charge of violating a natural disaster management law as well as charges of illegally importing 6 walkie-talkie radios. Japan launched its COVID-19 inoculation drive today, administering the Pfizer vaccine to Tokyo hospital workers. 40,000 medical professionals are targeted to receive the first doses of the vaccine. Inoculating Japan's 126 million-strong population swiftly is a top priority for Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga's government, with the postponed Tokyo 2020 Olympics scheduled to start in late July. A brutal cold has engulfed vast swaths of the United States, killing at least 21 people and leaving millions of people in Texas without power. The historic winter storm shatters COVID-19 inoculation centers, hindering vaccine supplies, and is not expected to relent until the weekend. Meanwhile, officials in Texas came under intense criticism as the state's energy grid repeatedly failed amid escalating demand, forcing rolling blackouts across the state. That is all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.